Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com and welcome back to the first Sleek Lens Photography Podcast episode of 2020. It's good to be back recording these. I'm really happy to be doing this so we can get more interaction with the community that we have and also get more questions answered. Because that's one of the reasons we started this podcast, is to answer your photography questions or videography questions. And we really wanted a good venue to do that, and that's why we have this podcast, and I really hope you enjoy it. So before we get into today's topic, which is the photography projects you can start in the new year, let's say you're kind of stuck in a rut a little bit and you want some photography projects to kind of start your own personal thing. These are going to be some topics that you can kind of play off of a little bit, and it'll allow you to get some new images out there, maybe restart that creative part of your brain. So first of all, real quick before we get started in the topic, the photo contest is going on this month. We brought that back as well. We really love seeing those edits. So make sure you listen to the last podcast that we did, the last podcast of 2019, and that will cover the details of entering the contest, where you can find the images to download. And the contest ends, let me pull that up here, the contest ends at the end of January. So that will be, all submissions need to be on the Facebook account, on the Sleek Lens Members Club Facebook account. Make sure you post them as a comment to the post on the account there. All the submissions need to be in on the 31st of January, and we will announce the winner on February 3rd, and then we will also announce the February contest as well. So that's the first thing we need to talk about. And the last thing we need to talk about before we get into today's topic is, if you have any questions, if you have anything that you want discussed on the podcast, don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can do it via the Members Club. You can post a comment there, or you can send an email directly to jordan@sleeklens.com, J-O-R-D-A-N at S-L-E-E-K-L-E-N-S.com. And that'll come right to me, and we can get those topics on the podcast and give you a little shout out as well. So let's go ahead and talk about the topic for today. And I covered this last year, where we talked about some different topics that you can kind of play around with and when starting your personal project. And some of those I've actually started myself, or start and finished myself. And so I kind of came up with a couple new ones, and these are basically all based off of projects that I would like to start. And so these kind of play off a little bit of a little fun that you can do, but also some of them are really practical. So first of all, let's talk about the first one here. The first one's called A Day in the Life. So A Day in the Life would be basically you documenting a full day of a person. It could be yourself. It could be a friend. It could be a parent. It could be anybody. And I know it's a lot to ask, where you're kind of following them around for a whole day or something like that. But it would really be kind of a fun thing, especially if you have a friend who has a child and you ask their permission, obviously, to call, kind of go around with them throughout the day. And you kind of document the child's life. That's going to be really, really fun when the kid grows up and can see something that they did on a specific day. Maybe you guys are going to the museum or something like that, and you kind of want to go along with them and document the trip. That way the parents can take it easy and not have to worry about getting pictures of kids, and not enjoying everything and stuck behind a iPhone screen or something like that taking photos, when they kind of have their quote-unquote personal photographer with them. And it's just a real fun thing to do. You know, obviously if you have yourself to deal with, you want to document your day, that could be fun as well. But really, it's really fun to do when you have another subject. And that way, all you have to do is concentrate on getting really fun, creative images of your subject in question. So that's the first one. I really, really like that one. You know, I have kids of my own, and I really want to do this as well with them, and to kind of document a full day from when they wake up to when they go to bed. And I just think it'd be fun. You know, it doesn't have to be them in the photo. You know, for example, it could be the bedtime. It could be bedtime for a kid, and you can just take a picture of their little alarm clock, or take a picture of them holding a book up and reading a book before bed. You know, it's just creative images, not just a picture of whatever the subject is. So that is the first one. The second one is same subject, 10 images. So what I mean by that is you basically pick a subject. And when I mean subject, I'm thinking of you pick, maybe a car or something like that. You pick a really nice car and you get 10 different images of that car. You can go that route, or you can go the same subject in 10 images. If you do a car example again, you can get 10 photos of 10 different cars as long as it's a car. So it's basically putting together a small little portfolio of whatever that subject is. That's what they teach you in some photography schools where, one of my last semesters of the school was coming up with a personal portfolio of 10 images, and it had to be based on a specific subject or topic. Everybody was choosing flowers and all that stupid stuff. I chose slow shutter speed. So all my photos had to have slow shutter speed used in them. So it was, you know, night trails, running water, or star trails, not night trails, star trails, running water, the clouds moving. So streaking clouds coming through the sky, you kind of get the point. And that's kind of a fun little personal project to put together. All right, number three is what I call sell and photograph. So I kind of should have said it the other way, photograph and sell. But basically what this is you becoming your own product photographer. And this is going to sound really strange, but what I mean by this is if you have stuff that you like to sell on eBay or put on Facebook Marketplace or something like that, don't just take a quick picture with your cell phone and post it. I know it's going to take a lot of time, but it could really be fun. It could make you practice that, and it could really get you interested in product photography. You never know. But say you're selling a PlayStation or something like PlayStation 4. Pick up the controller and do really creative photos with a controller. Obviously, if you wanted to, you could just post a picture with your cell phone and post it, and then work on those creative pictures later. But the whole thought process is to take these creative photos and sell them with the photos. So create your background, get nice seamless paper for your background, change the lighting up with your flash and do all this kind of stuff. See how the flash reacts with the type of product. You know, if you have a wine bottle or something like that, the flash will react differently as it would on something that's matte black like a PlayStation. So you kind of start being your own product photographer, but you end up making money in a way because you're selling whatever the product is. So I actually want to do that as well. I have some things around the office that I want to get rid of, and this would be a really nice opportunity to kind of start doing product photography, which is also a nice little side hustle as well. So that can be a real fun thing. So the next one is going to freak a lot of people out, and that's what I call the old school camera challenge. And this is going to require you to buy something specific, not necessarily specific. You might already have it around on some cases. But what you basically do is turn your DSLR or mirrorless camera into an old school film camera. So the way you do that, and it's really easy to do, is you can go on Amazon, or you might have some laying around. Go on Amazon and buy the smallest SD card you can find. The smallest one that I can find that I have is, I think, like 64 megabytes. I think I got it out of an old school kid's toy or something like that. And it's 64 megabytes. So that's not going to hold a lot. And you really want to make sure you take enough images. So you have to knock the JPEG quality. You have to shoot in JPEG because RAW won't be able to fit on that card. You have to shoot in JPEG and you have to knock the quality down to where it fits on that card. So that's the first step. The second step is to black out your screen. So your LCD screen on the back of your camera, cover that up with a piece of paper, or if you happen to have a rotating screen, rotate it to where the screen is fit inside the camera. So on Canons, you just see a little Canon logo and it's just matte because the screen is folded into the camera. So you can't see how the image looks. It's going to be really difficult to do with obviously a mirrorless camera, but because it's usually a electronic viewfinder. But then you can at least play off the limited file size and make sure you just get those specific images. But then you basically have to figure out the controls for yourself. You have no way of other than the built-in light meter and histogram, you really have no way of testing and seeing how things look. Obviously, you probably don't want to do this on a real photo job, but for a side project and for a little bit of fun, this would be kind of a nice little challenge. All right, so the next personal project that you can do is called the Black and White Challenge. Some of these are just challenges. So the Black and White Challenge is not just basically taking a photo and turning it to black and white in Lightroom or Photoshop. It's way too easy. So this is a really kind of a cool challenge to see how black and white images look when they're being taken. And the way you can do this on mostly all cameras, all you have to do is really change the picture style to black and white. And what that will do, or not black and white, monochromatic. Some say black and white, but really it's called monochromatic. And so when you change the picture style to monochromatic, everything is displayed, or when you take the images, it's taken in black and white. One caveat to this, if you're shooting raw, you're still going to get the black and white, or you're still going to get the color image actually when you import the photos into Lightroom. It's basically just showing you a JPEG preview of what the monochromatic picture style on the back of the camera. But once you import them, you will see the full color image and you'll have to change them to black and white. So you could either do that and just, you know, when you're out in the field taking the photos, you can see how the black and white looks. Or you can go ahead and change your camera quality or your picture quality to JPEG, you know, JPEG high or something like that, and only shoot JPEGs. So this is really not a way of getting really awesome black and white images. I mean, it's just to show how lighting can actually work. So you can really definitely see shadows in black and white. You can definitely see that you can pull some shadows out, because if it's pitch black, most likely you're not going to be able to do that. So it's just a real fun tool to use. And that's the way of doing it in camera without having to do it in Photoshop or Lightroom. So the second to last picture project you can do is called self-portraits. And the reason I threw this one in there is because mostly all photographers, we all hate taking pictures of ourselves, because that's why we're holding the camera. We like to take the pictures of things. We don't like pictures taken of us usually. So this is a kind of a quick one, but work on your self-portraits. So a self-portrait would be really nice, not just to see how to get a self-portrait of you, which can be really difficult, especially if you don't have an assistant, you know, helping you with lighting and stuff. But it's also a really good thing for promotional reasons. So let's say you want to put a nice photo of you on your portfolio website, like on an About Me page or something. This would be a really great way of you getting a self-portrait of yourself all by yourself and playing with how to make it look more creative for your own website. So it's really a personal project for you that you really only need one image for, but it would be good to play around with different self-portrait ideas. And so the last personal project idea that we have for you guys is called the Equipment Challenge. And this one's kind of fun because it kind of gets you, it really kind of limits you in a way. So for example, if you do an equipment challenge, basically you have to use one piece of equipment that you're really not used to using. So let's say you have a bunch of lenses that you don't typically use. I'm just going to throw the Nifty 50 because that's the easiest and cheapest one to really kind of throw out there. If you have the Nifty 50, which is the 50 millimeter, usually 1.8, you throw that on your camera and you have to take all the images with that camera. And what's really difficult about this is not just because it's a 50 millimeter or 1.8, but obviously it's a prime lens, so you have no way of zooming except with your feet. So you have to zoom in with your feet, walk up close to the subject, and that kind of gets you moving around a little bit. It's not just as lazy as turning the zoom ring and there you go. So that's one example of it. The other one is you can use a pop-up flash, or not a pop-up flash. You could use a pop-up flash. Wouldn't recommend that, but you could use an off-camera flash, like a little speed light. And what you can do with that is really some creative things, especially if you have triggers. What you can do is, you know, do some light painting or something like that, where you have to use the flash. Even in daytime, if you want to use the flash, usually you don't really use a flash in bright daytime photos. But what you can do is kind of underexpose them a little bit and use the flash to highlight or, kind of spotlight a subject or something like that. Obviously, you need hopefully one with high-speed sync, or you got to be in a shadowy area or something like that. But you kind of get the point. You use one specific equipment that you're not really used to using. It could be a whole new camera. If you have a camera that, you know, if you have a really nice prosumer or pro camera that you use for your daily driver there, you have another small, you know, for example, a Canon Rebel or something like that, that's an entry-level camera, and you go take that around and play with that and get new photos with that camera. It's just a really great way of using equipment or camera gear or something that you're not really used to using, and it forces you to kind of get out of that box of the norm that everybody usually slips into. And that's why we have all of these photo challenge ideas, so you can kind of get some ideas of what you can do for 2020. All right, guys, thank you for joining me in this podcast. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. And remember to share it. We always love seeing new people join in and listen to the podcast and get roped in with the communications and the conversations that we got going on. And also remember to enter the Raw Edit Challenge. Again, I'll link links in the descriptions of the podcast, so you can get quickly to where you can download the images and basically have free reign to do whatever you want to do to the images. And the Sleek Lens team will vote on the winner at the end of the month. All right, guys, thank you for joining me in this podcast, and we'll see you next time.